have appreciated that on behalf, not on behalf of these Adam and Yoshi, the Son of Amar Arhati Yuyamidhi, this human form of life, live on. The concern about some half general to affect the body. And the truth becomes the effect of the body, the elements of body, material body. Starting with an extra expense, according to the investment of the notion of material nature, money is used, recycled, invested, a business to money, room for money. Very boundary, if you want to know, fine, beauty, energy, second, and you have to accept them. If you know, this is the interest rate. If you are associating with a passing type of quality of the material nature, you are in your body, for the person.
We are changing our bodies,
according to the intention of the coalition of the nation. And we are sometime in this material world. Although we are part and parcel of Krishna, God, or we are some part of God, but unfortunately we have come in contact of this material world and making our different types of body by the contamination of the material moves and nature, it is doing it. Therefore, Krishna comes, and Krishna is the power of his work. He climbs up, and he says, why you are walking in this material world? Come now, tell the man to the church, the man who can say, remember, Ahankara Sarvapati, so much Krishna. This is the material world. So, dharma means to understand my relationship with God. That is dharma. Dharma means to sakshat bhagavat tradition. Just like a good citizen means to know the relationship with the state. That is good citizen. Bad citizenship means he doesn't care for the state. That is bad citizen. You are good. Into the clean house. Similarly, the living entities, they are part and parcel of God. That's when they are not ready or prepared to abide by the laws of God, they are put into this material world, beginning from Brahma, Aramna, Bhuvana, Lokan, Bhuvana, Vastina, Dhyana. They are located in this. So, dharma means to arise by the laws of God. Just like good citizen means to arise by the state law. Dharma to pass by the Lord's name. So here it is said, dharma sahi apavarga, trust, apavarga, and pavarga. This material life is pavarga. Pavarga means those who are attending Brahma, there are vargas, ka-varga, cha-varga, sa-varga, similarly, cha-varga. Ka-varga means pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, five. So pa represents parishram, labor, hard labor. This material world, you have to work. Either you are a human being or a hog, a dog, a cat, it doesn't appear to work. And very serious, so that form will come into your mouth. Form. Then form, ball. Ball means batata, battle. And form means horse. All is scarcity. What will happen next? What will happen next? In this way, Mara. This is called material. There is no more there. Simply Papa Babama. That's right. This is material. And Apavarga means that's the opposite. To nullify this Pavarga business. So here it is said, Dharamasya hi Apavargasya. Religion means how to get out of this power world. That is it. Bhagavad says, dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upakalpati. Generally, people go to church, to temple, for some material means. Therefore, Shastra says, no, dharma is not meant for that purpose. People have become materialistic more and more because this arena our country. If you want economic development, then why should you go to temple? The communist theory is also like that. But if you want material happiness, Why you are going to church? And I said to him, oh God, you are our very bread. The bread is one of us that we just work for it. In one time it is good. But this is also fact that without God's mercy, we cannot get even bread. All the way we can manufacture, but the ingredients of the bread, the seed, that is not in your hand. You cannot manufacture in such. That is in your hand now. Prakriti, nature. And prakriti is working under the control of the Supreme Law. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhatsena prakriti isyate sacharacharam. So, it is the prakriti's business to control food supply and people become godless. That is prakriti's business. Because prakriti, these statements are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Maharaj Kirti. The prakriti says that because people have become godless, demons, have restricted manasakta. Therefore, everything depends on the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, dharma means to abide by the laws of God, everything, so that we can get out of the entanglement of this problem. Dharma sahi apurva, na arthaya vikalpate, na charitamanjo. Don't go to the church, don't go to the temple, for your economic development. Although in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Atto Arthasi, Jnani Vidyas, Chetu Jiva Bhadante Maam, Sushi Kumaoji. Four kinds of men, those who are Atto, distressed, Arthasi, in need of money, they come to me. That is also good. But that is not the meaning of dharma. Dharma sahi abhavardasa. We have to execute religious system only to get out of the entanglement of this problem. That is the purpose. Dharma sahi apavardasya. Artha, na arthaya vokalpate, mathari karani jokalpate. In our daily literature, you will never find these things that economic development. Of course, economic development in the Shastra, there are in the Vedic literature to satisfy Jajnati Karmanyatto, Jajnati Bhavati Pajjanya, Pajjanya Tanya Sambhava. That is there, but that is not the purpose. Real purpose is how to break out of the environment of power, dharma sahi apavargatta. No, arthaya upavalpati. That you can say, we require some money. Yes, we require money, that's all right. Economic development, there is need. Without that, he says, no, arthasya, dharmaitantasya kamulabhaya hishmita. That you require money, because you have got this body. You have that. So, gratify your senses, that is right, but not for sense gratification, only for sense gratification, no. Dharmasya na nathasya, arthasya, the money which you get, that is not meant for sense gratification. Dharmaitantasya, actually he is illegal. He is interested in religion, for him, this economic development, this is money, is not meant for sense gratification. Nārthasya dharmaitāntasya kāmulāvāya hiṣṇitā. But we have got demands of our body. What to do? Kāmulāvāya. The kām is there, demands of the senses. Therefore he said, kāmasya nīyaprīti. You can get the supply of the necessities of your senses as much as you require. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. दुष्टाहार विहारस्थ योग भवती सिद्धि दुष्टाहार इज इट ईज वॉट इज एक्चुअली मेरे बार डोंट ईट मोर ए ह्यूमन बींग वेर इज सटनली वी आर ईटिंग बट वी आर ईटिंग ए कृष्ण कॉन्शियस पर्सन ईज कृष्ण प्रसारम Patram Pushman Phalam Tuyam Jumi Hatyapi Vishthiti. Our business is to eat. We don't say that we are vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Vegetarian and non-vegetarian, it does not make very much difference. Jo pasyanti atma karana, bhunyante te aghama papam. Only for yourself, for sense gratification. It doesn't matter whether you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian. You are simply eating sinful results of your life. Depatyanti atmakarma. Jajnase karma natra lokayam karma vamana. So our business is, so far we are concerned, Krishna conscious people, we are not advocates of vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Of course, vegetarianism is very good, even for health sake. But we do not take vegetarianism if it is not offered to Krishna. That is our thing. If Krishna says that you give me non-vegetarian diet, then you can eat also. But Krishna does not say. Krishna says, Vastram Pushpam Phalam Suya, Yomi Bhaktata Yukti. So we are declaring so many nice foodstuffs. It is Patram Pushpam Phalam Suya. We can prepare many, hundreds of preparations of this Patram Pushpam Phalam Suya. And we can offer Krishna and then testify. Very all right. The human life is not meant for sense gratification. Sense gratification, mind, food is Krishna prasadam. Why shall I go to the restaurant? This is tapas. Eating is not solved. But don't eat anything which is not Krishna prasadam. That is Krishna cause. Eating for satisfaction of your tongue, you get money and satisfy your tongue. That is for me. It is said that tamasya na indriya priti. You have demand. You have to demand of the body. You have to eat something. You have to sleep somewhere. You must have some sense gratification. You must protect yourself from attack of others. That is all right. But don't do all these things for sense gratification. This is the induction of this action. Let's say Arjuna thought. Arjuna thought not for sense gratification. He fought for satisfying Krishna. Because Arjuna, first of all, he was trying to satisfy his senses. He said to Krishna, my dear Krishna, they are all my relatives. The other side, my grandfather, my brother, my nephew, my son-in-law. Oh, I cannot fight this fight with them. This consideration was for sense gratification. He was thinking that in this way I shall be satisfied. Question. But there was no question of satisfying Krishna. But when he understood that his business was to satisfy Krishna, then he agreed. Krishna inquired whether you have now decided to fight or not. He said, yes, Nastro Moho, sitting love. I have now got back my memory. And my moha, illusion is now lost. Very stable. I shall fight. So this fighting was service to Krishna. It is not a sense gratification. Rather, when he was trying to become non-violent, very good man, not to fight, sacrifice for the other party, that was sense gratification. This is the distinction between bhakti and karma. Karma is sense gratification. And bhakti is satisfying the law. The same thing. Therefore, people cannot understand what is the difference between a bhakta and a Kormi. Kormi is satisfying his own senses, and the Bhakta is satisfying Krishna's senses. There must be some sense gratification. But when you satisfy Krishna, that is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rishikesa. Rishik means senses. Purified senses. That I explained the other day. Sarvapadhi Vinimoktam Tatparatena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rishikesa. Bhakti does not mean stop your work. Bhakti does not mean being sentimental. That is not bhakti. Bhakti means to engage all your senses for the satisfaction of the proprietor of the soul. Then call bhakti. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. Rishik means senses. And Rishika, Rishika, he is the controller of the senses. Actually, our senses are working not independently. You can understand it. The Krishna is directing. Sarvasya kaham vidhisam yudhishtha matta smriti jnanam apohanam. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. The scientist is working because Krishna is helping. Not that he is independently working. That is not possible. But he wanted in that way. Therefore Krishna is giving his facility. But actually Krishna is working. These are explained in the Upanishad. Without Krishna work, without seeing, without Krishna's thing, you cannot see. Just like the sunshine is explained in the Brahma Sangita. Jatasturesa savita satalat brahmana. The sun is one of the eyes of Krishna. Jatasturesa savita satalat brahmana. Raja samastha shiromurti asesa sriya jasthajnaya bhramati samhita kala chakko govindamadi purusham tavaham bhajan. Therefore, sun being the one of the eyes of Krishna, because the sun rises there, because sun is seen, therefore you are seen. You cannot see independently. You are so much proud of your eyes. What is the value of your eyes if there is no sunrise? You cannot see. Even this electricity that is derived from sun. So, actually, when Krishna sees, you can see. That is the position. So, our senses, in the Bhagavad Gita, they say, Sarvato Pani Padasa. Sarvato Pani Padasa, everywhere Krishna has his hands and legs. What are that? My hand, your leg. That is Krishna. That's like if somebody says, I have got branches all over the world. Those branches are working on the management of the Supreme Person. Then the Krishna. Krishna is just called Rishikesha. So, business is bhakti means when we engage our rishi, our interior, our senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is our perfect life. That is our perfect. But as soon as we desire to use our senses for the gratification of the senses, that is called karma, that is called material life. So therefore, for a bhakta, there is nothing material. That is Isavasminam Sadbam. The bhakta sees that everything belongs to Krishna. Isavasminam Sadbam. Jatkinti jagatyanyagatena tastena bhuntha. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, whatever Krishna gives us, just like the master, master allows something to the servant, you can enjoy it. That prasadam, prasadam sarvadukkhanam, hanirasupadam. This is the life. If you become Krishna conscious, if you understand that everything belongs to Krishna, even my hands and legs, they also belong to Krishna. All the parts of my body, they belong to Krishna. then it should be used for Krishna. That is Sarva. Anna vilasita sunnam, jnana karmalan abhritam, anupullena krishna nishrinam bhakti yuktam. That Krishna ji, Arjuna ji, he wanted to satisfy his senses by not fighting, but he agreed after hearing Bhagavad Gita that yes, Krishna is the supreme person. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajanti mana dhudha bhava samana. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the preliminary study of spiritual life. And if we are actually convinced of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then we surrender to Krishna. Krishna wants that. Sarvadharman Kuritajamami Kanga Sadhana. That he wants. When we actually take to this process, this is called Shraddha. Shraddha. That has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is the meaning of Shraddha? Shraddha sabbe vishas kubhiya nishka. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kita hao. Vivikar karma. Shraddha means fan faith. What is that fan faith? Fan faith means that Krishna says, the Sarvadharman Paritarjamami Kanga Saranam. When he takes this conclusion, yes, by surrender to Krishna, by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, everything is done very nicely. This is Sarvadharma. And the more you increase this Sarvadharma, the more you become perfect. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Beginning is the Sarvadharma. Adau Sarvadharma. If you don't believe, you are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 years, but don't believe that I have to surrender to Krishna. Then what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? All these rascals, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they are no concern with Krishna. Forget Krishna. This is reading of Bhagavad Gita. Useless waste of time. Useless waste of time. If you do not understand the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, why you are sarvayavahite? That has been explained in the previous class. Dharma-sthāna-sthita-pramishāna viṣṣakṣeva-kathāsīya nūtpāda-edra-tindiri sarvayavahite. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, then you are simply wasting your time. There is no meaning of writing big, big comments on Bhagavad Gita. Needlessly waste your time and waste time. This is the real part. Shraddha. So Krishna said, by surrendering to Krishna, everything will be done. Aham tam sarva pape mamukti. See, if one has no shraddha, faith on this instruction of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta manya, then there is no use, simply waste of time. If you come to this point, Adol Sardha, this is Sardha. Then, the next stage is Adol Sardha Tato Sadhu Sangha. If one has, one is convinced that surrendering to Krishna, my all business is perfect, this is called Sardha. Then we have to seek out who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu means Krishna conscious person. Sadhu does not mean having a big beard and nice dress or a saffron collar dress. That is not sadhu. Sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita, opite siddhurachara bhajate imam ananya bhava. Sadhu devasam. That is sadhu. Who has no other business than to serve Krishna? He is sadhu. He is sadhu. Because he has accepted the principle. Sarvadharman Kuritajya, Manita. Sadhu Deva Samantabha, Sammak Bhavasitani. You cannot say, oh, he has got some bad principle in his life, although he is worshipping Krishna wholeheartedly, but he has got some defect. Therefore, Krishna says, Apite Siddharatha. Even if he has got so many defects of his life, because he has dedicated his life for Krishna's service, Sadhu Deva. So, if you have got Shraddha, that by surrendering to Krishna, your all purpose of life will be practical or fruitful, then you have to associate with such persons who are engaged in charitable service. Those are not approved sadhusam. Therefore, this movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, one by one, as people are coming to the association of society, automatically he is becoming Krishna consciousness. That is practical. Sadhu Sadhyata to Sadhusam. This is Sadhusam. Sadhusam does not mean to associate with him. Chapman covered me. Sadhusam means to associate with Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.